Welcome to worship from Daleville Christian Church. It is St. Valentine's Day Sunday today. I have a lot that I could say about that, since we claim from God's Word that God is love, and we are called by our Lord Jesus to love one another, love our neighbor, and even to love our enemies. All of Jesus's churches should get behind St. Valentine's Day, a day named for a follower of Jesus. So my hope is that you can and will celebrate the love God has for you, that you will show and share the love of God with others, and that you will grow in love. We'd like to share an affirmation of our faith when we gather together. This one from God's Word in the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches in and around the city of Rome. In chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." The reading of God's Word for today is from John's Gospel in the 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35. Again, the words on Jesus' lips. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His holy word. Today should be the easiest sermon to preach of any sermon on any given Sunday or any given worship service. It is St. Valentine's Day. Poor St. Valentine, we have even dropped his Christian title from this day. Now it's just Valentine's Day. I know that we aren't sure exactly who St. Valentine was, but there are a couple of good candidates. Choose one. Either of the St. Valentines were followers of Jesus, probably martyrs for the faith, and their names were remembered because of love. It doesn't much matter which St. Valentine we remember, does it? Besides, are we followers of Jesus? Are we not all supposed to be remembered with the word love? Don't think about that too much. The answer is yes. As followers of Jesus, you and I are supposed to be remembered because we loved. Pastors and preachers on this day have many, many Bible verses to choose from to preach today. Jesus' own words, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's in chapter 13. Again, in chapter 14 of John, "If you love me, keep my commands." And Jesus had just said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love." Or we can quote the Apostle Paul, the Apostle to the Gentiles, like us, in Galatians chapter 5, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." There are at least 30 other New Testament verses that say the same things. All a preacher should have to do on St. Valentine's Day is quote these words of the Bible, close the book, and go home. And some old guy in the back of the church like me says, good, close the book, let's go home. And there is the problem. That is why the preacher can't do just that. We would go home, period. We might be a little edified by God's words, but we would have no more idea of how to go about loving, or know any more of why we aren't more loving. We could go home and any one of us could pass away no more associated with Jesus or Jesus' love than we are at this very moment. But let's not do that today. Let's not let it go like that on this St. Valentine's Day. This St. Valentine's Day, let's learn a little more about being loving and resolve to demonstrate it in our lives. Today, let's get closer to being remembered because we loved and that we loved because of Jesus. It seems strange to notice that even people who don't read the Bible, people who don't know Jesus or follow Jesus, do know some of these words of Jesus, love one another. Mind you, to me, if you don't know Jesus, you haven't a hope of loving others. Some of those who claim to follow Jesus don't really know what love is. They think they do. I'm sure that I thought for years that I knew what love was, and I'm still learning how wrong I was. Remember, I'm also an historian. We don't have to go too far back into our past to find those who claimed Jesus, but who were not loving. Of course, you want to understand that discrimination, prejudice, and racism are not loving. Racism came with our ancestors to America, and racism has never left. Even some of our greatest Christian leaders needed lessons on love. Martin Luther, for all his greatness in leading the Protestant movement, expressed prejudice to Jewish people. Luther didn't like the Muslim Turks, and Luther was not too fond of Roman Catholics, especially the Catholic leadership. But we don't have to look at ourselves. Our Bibles point it out to us. The first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, tells us about only one family. In chapter 3, the first family disobeyed God. In chapter 4, the first family had two children, and one of them murdered the other. So yes, you and I are in an uphill fight in the cause of Jesus' love. Even if you are more into the archaeology of human evolution, scientists aren't sure that all the subhumans and proto-humans lived in peace. Once we used our tools to kill our dinner, there's evidence that we quickly turned our tools on our neighbors, who also walked on two legs, whether they were human or not. Why do we have a Black Lives Matter movement in this country? Because those who claim Jesus and those who don't have not demonstrated that they believe that black lives do matter. Why can't we have an All Lives Matter movement? Same reason. We haven't demonstrated that we believe that it's true that all lives matter. That all lives matter because of God. All lives matter to God. Little birds fall down dead, said our Lord Jesus, and your heavenly Father knows. And Jesus said, don't worry, you are of more value than many sparrows. This is the love of God that we seem to so easily forget. The love God demonstrated in giving us life, and then God demonstrated in Jesus the love to reclaim, redeem that same life for eternity. And in my mind, this is where the followers of Jesus often fail. We do not remember, or we do not focus on, or we do not meditate on these words of Jesus. A new command I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus said, as I have loved you. Now, if you already are certain of Jesus' love for you, that's great. That's wonderful. Although I remind you that God loves you more than you love yourself. You might need to think about that for a while. There might be any number of ways that you are not as loving toward yourself as our God is loving toward you. That should be corrected. You should be moved to correct this failure to love yourself as God loves you. Our God also loves your loved ones more than you do. That might be a stretch for some of you, but it's true. Then we come to that difficult truth that God loves other people, the ones we don't care for, the ones we don't like, even our enemies. God certainly and truly loves them more than we do. And some of you know Jesus' words in Luke chapter 6, but love your enemies, do good to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the grateful and the wicked. Another Bible version puts it this way: love your enemies, and you will be sons of the Most High God, for God is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. That difficult truth that God loves other people, the ones we don't care for, the ones we don't like, even our enemies. God certainly and truly loves them more than we do. And this requires our attention.